Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full-tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site mesdocumentsmonchoix.ca.
Now let's move on to the camel walk. Move your left foot out in front of you about 6 inches using an action similar to stubbing your toe. Count it like this. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Let's try it to the music just to get the feeling of what it's like to do a 4-beat count. Here comes the music. I'll count you through it 4 times and then you're on your own. Ready, set, and begin.
You have your radio tuned to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba at 1200 watts. Teaching the chronically cool how to dance since 1998.
Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right.
Welcome back to 101.5 UMFM. You're listening to Radio Sin Forgiveness. And what another wonderful evening it is to be back on the radio playing music for you guys. I hope you're all having a better week than I am. Lord knows if you have ever heard the word Comsol, you've probably done something horrible in a past life and you're paying for it now. I'm super burnt out, but you know, I'm glad to be here with some good music. I feel like I've found a lot of really good music in the last little while, and I'm glad to be sharing it, especially with this first one, which is the one I've been listening to a ton these last few days. It's Shiny Kindness by Helen Sun. Then we have Eraser by Tuffy, and like we played last week, Dior by Feeble Little Horse. I've got another Feeble Little Horse song later tonight. It's you know, one of my favorite artists as of recently. So without further ado, let's hear this one. I've been waiting to hear it for like the 50th time today. So this is Shiny Kindness by Helen's Son.
Only time and love.
Last song was Spit It Out by Soft Cult. I know it's like the third show in a row that I played that song, but like I said last time, you know, Soft Cult is just too easy to play. They're one of the few really good shoegaze or alt rock Canadian bands that you can find out there. This next one I wanted to preface with the fact that, imagine my disappointment because of how much I liked this song and the rest of their songs for that matter. These guys, I had a sneaking suspicion when I first listened to them that they might be AI, and it turns out I'm not the only person who thought so. When I look it up, there's a Reddit post asking about it. I saw an Instagram comment asking about it too. So it's kind of up in the air, and I'll leave it up to you. And I'm not really a huge fan of playing AI artists, as you would imagine. But you know, at least till I see a little more consensus, I figure I will claim ignorance. I'll cope a bit with it. This next song is Leave It All by Weeping Grease. I think it's a really good song. It's just, you know, unfortunate the circumstances in which it allegedly may have been created in. After that, we have Cramps by Slow Pulp. You know, it's funny. Every song I like by Slow Pulp is like nowhere near on the list of their top songs. I don't know what it is, but I think they're overall a really good band. go check them out. Then we have Don't You Feel Strange by Misfire, another new song I haven't played before. Honestly, don't remember this one too well, but since I put it on here, it must have been good. So, anyways, this is Leave It All by Weeping Grease. Take it with a grain of salt.
Your breath.
welcome back to 101.5 UMFM. That last song was I Got Heaven by Mannequin Pussy. They're coming here in September, and I got tickets. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic show to go to. Before that, we had Safe Word by Halsey, which is not an artist that I would typically play. But someone played that one for me, and I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit catchy, so I thought I would throw it on there. And then lastly, before that, we had There's Plenty of Fish in the Sea, Too Bad You're Not a Fish, by Hail the Sun, a hardcore band that I found just today. I liked the song, so I thought I would throw it on here, even though it doesn't really fit the theme. There's a couple others that I haven't mentioned. You can always go check them out on the website at umfm.com. Under programming and Tuesdays, you can find the show Radio Sin Forgiveness at 9 p.m. Up next, we have a Winnipeg band. I think they're playing on July 20th at Side Stage along with Second Floor Patients. Two Winnipeg bands that I like very much, although these guys, Solaire, I just discovered them probably last week. I think they make a lot of really good music, and they definitely deserve a much bigger following than they have. So if anyone on this playlist, you should go support local and check them out. This next one is Footsteps by Solaire. Then we have Paces by Feeble Little Horse, the second song I mentioned at the start. And then we got one more to finish us out for the night. We might even have time for some extra, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. For now, this is Footsteps by Solaire.
Still just
And that's all the time we got for tonight, folks. As always, thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a good rest of your night, good rest of your week, good rest of your whatever. And last but not least, your sins have been forgiven. Till next time, everyone, cheers.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Trout Forest Music Festival is back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. This year's lineup is stacked with standout voices as Union Duke bring their high-voltage harmonies, Bros Landreth bring their signature soul and guitar craft, and returning folk legend Lynn Miles delivers a songwriting masterclass. Plus the Mike T. Kerr Trio, Two Crows for Comfort, The Barrel Boys, Sarah Kay, Hendrika, Tommy Douglas Keenan, and more. It's a weekend that ranges from intimate to full-tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com, with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talent is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.